minutes.
Thank you, Chair. I also welcome the distinguished delegation of Portugal. My questions are on policies to promote rural women and disadvantaged women facing intersecting forms of discrimination. This is continuation of your previous question, but how you plan to reduce poverty and women's precocious situation in rural areas. Also, we asked you in previous COBs to encourage women's entrepreneurship and commercial farming. Please let us know what you have achieved during the period. We recommended ensuring access to adequate housing and basic services for Roma women. You have talked a lot about Roma women, but we are interested in key outcomes of national strategy for integration of Roma communities concerning Roma women and girls. How do you intend to reduce number of early marriages, early pregnancies involving Roma girls, prevent them from dropping out of educational institutions? These questions have been elaborated, but specifically under this article, we need to concentrate them. Over last decade, Portugal has made significant progress in adopting legislative and policy frameworks establishing intersectionality as one of its pillars. The National Strategy for Equality and Non-Discrimination 2018-2030, Portugal Plus Equal, ensures access for disadvantaged groups of women to education, employment, healthcare, housing, and formal financing institutions. To what extent the national strategy is realized? Please provide information about migrant refugee asylum-seeking women facing detention and the applicable regime to ensure their access to justice, particularly legal aid. How many women with disabilities have turned to the justice system and benefited from free legal aid since entry into force law 49/2018. And on legal ruling which grants parental custody and responsibilities to mothers with disability. What measures does the state party intend to adopt to promote deinstitutionalization of women with disabilities and access to decent, accessible housing? How do these reforms and advances become deliberately inclusive of and relevant for women who use drugs? What measures are in place to reduce discrimination and systemic violence against women who use drugs, including those living with HIV. Women involved in sex works and who are gender non-conforming, LGBTI women, while ensuring non-discriminatory, accessible, and safe reporting mechanisms. Equitable access to crisis accommodation and safeguard parental custodial rights. Law number 38/2018 protects intersex children from any genital surgery, reportedly making Portugal, together with Malta, one of the only two countries in the world with such legislative protection. However, there is information that the law is still insufficient and that parents could find a way around the law and that intersex genital mutilation is still performed. Thank you, Madam Chair.